Brothers and sisters, we are here on this great Sunday at St. Monica's once again. I'd like to introduce one guest to us tonight. I know there are many people here that are traveling from all parts of the nation and the world to visit Santa Monica during the summer, and that's a wonderful thing. But one of those people is a young man who is studying for the priesthood, and he is a friend of Father David Guffey, a member of the Holy Cross community. He is on his way to the novitiate. Now, for those of you who don't know what the novitiate's about, let me tell you, it's a rigorous year. It's lots of prayer and silence. So I think he should stand, and we should give him a good round of applause for his presence. This is Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for being here. He comes from a little town in Illinois. He went to Holy Cross College, next to Notre Dame University there, a separate college, a wonderful college. He went from there to Peace Corps and now is in the beginning part of his journey to priesthood. So we had Patrick, a young man from our band that is not here tonight, is going to the seminary in Washington, D.C. from our community. So we have two in a row. So it's great, and I'm glad you're here. So thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate it. It's great. So, folks, I thought tonight we would just speak for a moment about a woman that all of us have had some at least brush with in our lives, a woman who has had an extraordinary impact on the lives of so many people. It is Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I've read lots of things about this woman, but I've never read this. And I think in some very special way tonight, it reflects on what this gospel is saying to us, at least from my perspective, and so I'd like to share it with you. As you know, Mother Teresa was a young woman in India who had decided that she would enter a community of sisters that served the wealthy. She did not begin with the poor. She lived and taught in a school for people who could afford the very best of education. And she spent years with those young people teaching them. And then along the road, Mother went on a retreat with her community, and on the way back, she said, on a train, she got some kind of revelation from God that what she was doing was really good, that her life of service was a wonderful blessing, and that her community was a great community. But she needed to do something more. She needed to disengage from that community. She needed to get out into the streets of the cities of India and to serve the poorest of the poor. And so here's the little reflection that I found yesterday, day before yesterday. Mother Teresa began that service with slum dwellers of Calcutta with just 20 cents in her pocket. When Mother died, 49 years later, God had turned her original 20 cents into 80 schools, 300 mobile dispensaries, 70 leper clinics, 30 homes for the dying, 30 homes for abandoned children, and 40,000 volunteers working with a new community of brothers, priests, and sisters throughout the world. She began with 20 cents and created this incredible work, something beautiful for God. Now, when we look at this gospel tonight, We have our Lord at a very critical moment in his life. His cousin is just killed, John the Baptist. And so we have our Lord out of fear that the rumors that were going around now about him, that he was not only a disciple of John and a follower of John, but maybe John reincarnated. And so what Jesus does is he leaves the fray and the mix of those people and goes off by himself, the scriptures say today, to a deserted place. And when he gets ashore, when he gets off the boat, he looks up and there are 5,000 people, not counting the women and children. Now don't shoot the messenger. That's what the scriptures say. Who are there to greet him. Now, I don't know how you would feel in a moment of crisis like that. I probably would run back on the boat and take off. But that isn't what Jesus did. The scriptures say he got right off the boat. He engaged with the people. He healed and cured their illnesses. He preached to them from the early morning till late in the afternoon. That's what he did. And then the disciples came to Jesus, his good friends, and said, "We've got to send these people back to the villages because they're hungry. It's late and we don't have any food. We don't have anything." Jesus looks at the disciples and he says to them, "You do have something." And they say, "Well, we've got 5 fish and a couple loaves of bread. What is that among 5,000 people? It's not enough. It's practically nothing." Jesus said, "Bring the loaves and the fish to me." And he takes the fish. He takes the loaves. He blesses them. He gives great thanks to God for what he has. He turns around and hands it back to the disciples and then asks them to distribute it. And the scripture ends by saying, everyone was satisfied. They all had their fill. And there were 12 wicker baskets left of fragments from those few fish and those 2 loaves of bread. And I know that many of us are bean counters, so we're in there saying, "Well, you know, how can that be? How does that work?" But it strikes me that at the heart of this message is the kindness and compassion of our God, first off, in the person of Jesus Christ, caring for those people, spending the day with them, healing them. And then secondly, he takes what they have. He says to the disciples, "Don't live where you normally live." Thinking about the things you don't have. Dan House and the whole group is not here tonight, but we've got Helena. We have lots and lots of friends, but we don't have these friends, but we've got lots of friends. We may not have the most money in the world or the greatest prestige or all the things that we think we need, but we have what we have. And I think that's the mindset that our Lord Jesus is teaching those friends of his tonight. And it's an essential mindset. If you spend your life worrying and thinking and acting out of what you don't have, rather than what you do have, taking that and holding that up for a blessing, being grateful to God for whatever gifts and blessings we have, whatever they are, and using that as the gift and grace for our life. What if Mother Teresa had lived like I live most of my days and said, "I've only got 20 cents. Do you think those hospitals would have been built? No. Will those places for the dying ever come to be? No. Because she would have lived in her impoverishment rather than in what she was given by God and as a result of that to do. So my brothers and sisters, I think it's a simple lesson, but it's a powerful lesson. It's a change of mind. And you may not believe me. You might think it's crazy. Try it. Try it for a day. Try to live in the things you've got, the things, the blessings, the gifts, the gratitude of God, instead of the things that so often take us from that. And I'll bet you'll have one heck of a great day. And you'll certainly have a better life. So on Friday, I went down to Oceanside. A very dear friend of mine who I married in this church, to his wife, baptized their children. They moved down there some years ago. And this young man is going to celebrate his 50th birthday in 3 weeks. But he's now on hospice. He's about to die. And I went down to see him on Friday with another good friend of mine here in the parish because I had not seen him for a while. And we chatted and we talked. And I got to tell you, his frame of mind, although he's very little energy and he gets so tired, but his frame of mind is wonderful. I said, "Are you afraid to die, brother?" He said, "No, not afraid to die." He's worried about his family. That's what he's worried about. Worried about what will happen to them. That's what he's concerned. But he's not afraid to die. So all I had was the Eucharist. I brought it with me. So I opened up our little pyx. He and his wife, my friend, and I prayed together. And gave them the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And I left because he needed to get back to bed. And on the way back, I never look at my text, of course, while I'm driving, but I just happened to glance. And there was a note from his wife. And she said to me, "Monsignor, thank you so much." Dan went right to bed and right to sleep. But let me tell you, the thing that we've learned is that time is gold. It's gold. We fret away and stew and waste and mismanage. Oh, my brothers and sisters, don't do that. Time is so precious. The gifts that have been given to us by our God are individual gifts, and they're just for you. They're just your blessing, just for you, form-fitted for you. So don't live in the comparative of life. Live in the blessing, the gift, the joy, the gratitude that is yours and mine. Mother Teresa, years ago, with 20 cents in her pocket, created a world of care and love. So can we. Amen.